Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
You're keeping that reggae thing going, that's fine. I can see
all obstacles. Well, actually, there's a subliminal message for our next guest.
Oh, is there?
Yes. Jimmy Cliff. See, with all the stuff that's going on economically, pandemically, socially, we need somebody who can see clearly when it comes to our money. And look down the road. See, that's
where I'm
good. Yeah,
aren't
that's
right.
So it is our pleasure to welcome from Ledyard Bank, Senior Portfolio Manager, Karen Crump. How are you, Karen?
I'm well, thank you, Peter. How are you?
Good. Long time no talk.
I know. It has been a long time.
Well, it's good to have you back, where you belong, back behind the microphone. You're good at this.
Thank you. It's fun.
No, and it is. See, thank you. That's what we want to make it. A graduate of Champlain College on Route 7 up there in Burlington.
Oh, you did your homework.
Oh, no, I know where it is. By Main Street, South Willard, over that way. So.
Exactly. Yes. Beautiful area.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah, the Alumni Association must love you.
Of course.
Hey, she's in banking. Quick, hit her up. you've been doing portfolios, and you've been working finances for, you've forgotten more about this stuff than most of us will ever know, Karen.
Oh, really? Thank you for that.
Well, what have you got? 20 years in the biz?
Oh, more. Plus, we'll not have to go there, but yes,
okay.
25.
So for those who are investing, and Karen is Senior Portfolio Manager at Ledyard Bank. We can talk about Ledyard as well. Senior Portfolio Manager, what does that mean to me who has money and wants to come to Ledyard Bank? What do you do?
As a portfolio manager, I am the one that has all the fun, and I invest your money into the stock market or to the bond market. I work with you in regards to helping you decide on your asset allocation between where you want your money invested in the equity market, the fixed income market, how much cash you should have on hand. Asset allocation is the key to everyone's fortune for the future. Help you retire, help you establish your goals. There's so much that I do, but on my side of it, I really have the fun part by investing into the stock market.
So you get to play with other people's money all day.
Yes.
Okay. Well, all right. That's fine.
More sophisticated than that, but you're right.
Right.
But that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad. So why would I want to come to Ledyard?
Because we do more than just play with our clients' money. We actually build relationships with our clients, and we work with our clients to make sure that we help you basically be able to retire, plan well so that you can live well. What is your overall goal? What do you want your money to do for you? And we ask you lots of different questions to help you with financial planning aspects of it, and then we build a portfolio that works for you. Not for me, not for your next-door neighbor, but a portfolio that works for you so that you can achieve your own goals. And we have a great team behind myself that will help you do all that.
Are people realistic about their retirement options when they come in to see you, Karen, or are you the one that turns the 40-watt light bulb on and going, no, this is what you need to think about?
That's a great question. It's a mixture. Most of the people have an idea as to what they already have, and they want to make sure that they're headed in the right direction. So maybe they need to have something changed perhaps or tweaked a little bit. But there are some that just maybe are relying on their good fortune that they were able to build, and then we need to give them some other ideas, There's lots of options besides just, you know, putting money away into a retirement account. Mm-hmm. There's lots of different vehicles and tools that one can use. And so we help them identify some other ways that they could actually start saving.
Now, and let me ask this, Karen. During this particular economic time, do you have to spin things a little differently for people that are planning their retirement?
Great question. And it's not really helping people to plan for their retirement during this.
Mm-hmm.
It's helping them, it's talking through them, because I live and breathe this all day long, so
sure.
I know what's going on. You see the headline news.
Right.
And the headline news does not show you everything. So talk to me, and I talk to you, and I tell you what I see and what we understand is going on behind the scenes in the stock market. And it's best to really keep your emotions at bay and not to invest with emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you why, because based on your portfolio and based on this and that, this is the best thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to ride all this volatility out that we have right now in the market, we've always had volatility, but this is really severe given the COVID-19.
Right.
Your investment goal, your asset allocation, again, I'll come back to that term because it's so important, should be in place for you to ride the volatility in the market from beginning to end.
Right.
So if you know you have a long-term horizon, your asset allocation between how much money you have in stocks versus how much money you have in bonds or cash or real estate or wherever it may be,
mm-hmm.
Should stay in place through this type of a situation.
Define long-term, Karen. 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, what are we looking?
10 years.
Yeah.
10 years plus.
Okay.
Yep. I mean, to be invested in the stock market, you should have at least 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But long-term is at least 10 years.
Okay. Yeah, see, I don't think people don't necessarily understand, because the stock market, hey, it's doing good. But wait a minute, we're losing money across the country. Businesses are shut down. I saw a number that said when we get back to business, 48% of the people in the country may be unemployed. People are saying, well, wait a minute, business is bad. Why is the stock market going up? They don't understand the relationship. That's why I
right.
said earlier that you get to see clearly mm-hmm. and you see the bigger picture.
Yes, the market is forward-looking. The stock market is forward-looking.
Right.
The economic data that's announced, like the unemployment number on Friday, that is always in the rear of your mirror. So that's information that's already happened in the past. It has to be reported at a certain time frame, so that data is being reported now for what has already happened. Now the market is anticipating the slow opening of businesses. Yes, it's going to take time.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of drug therapies that are coming, hopefully, to fruition. A lot of companies are doing their bit to create some new drugs, you know, hoping for a vaccine to come. So with all of that slight, great, you know, little bit of a bright picture, people are starting to reinvest back in the market.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find, Karen, that baby boomers are more financially literate than younger demos?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
Nope. I understand why you say that, but not really. It depends on the individual, how much they want to be educated on their money.
Mm-hmm.
Do a lot of people, I mean, you could be millionaires. Do you know where your money is invested in? A lot of times people don't.
Mm. Do you help with financial literacy?
Absolutely. I love the education part of my job.
You love your job, don't you?
I do. It is so important to make sure that you understand where your money is invested and why it's invested the way it's invested.
Mm-hmm. And I bet education is actually probably a large part of your job when you're dealing with customers.
Yes, it truly is.
Yeah.
All right, so forget boomers. Boomers are boomers. They are where they are. What do you tell 25-year-olds now? If you have to give some sage wisdom, what would you tell 25-year-olds?
I am telling the 25-year-olds to pay yourself first, because they want everything now. They don't want to have to save, because what they want, they get. So, and that's fine. Do that. But at the same time, stop and think. If you just save a little bit of money now,
mm-hmm.
educate them on what it means by compound interest
mm-hmm.
and what it can look like even just a year down the road, and to help them understand that even if you just pay yourself a little bit now, it will build.
Right.
And then in a year, for emergencies, you have to talk simple. So let's just say maybe you want to buy a car. So let's have a bucket over here for you to purchase this car, but then we're going to have another bucket over here for you to save for retirement. So if the car is more important to you, then let's put more money there. But don't forget, you still have to put some money here for your retirement bucket. It's the different forms of savings or different types of buckets.
Yeah, and even $20 out of a paycheck when you're 25 years old is going to add up.
That's correct. And I always say start small. It doesn't have to be big.
Right.
Because once you start, you've got that down. See, the routine is there. And then you take a look at it in 6 months, you're like, wow.
Whoa.
I have $2,000.
Yeah, but the key is don't sit there and go, sweet, I'm going to St. Kitts for a week.
Yeah, no.
Okay, don't do that.
And that's why you educate them that they're saving, hopefully maybe in an IRA, that they can't, because then the consequences to take money out. You talk about how much they can save if they contribute to their employer's 401k plan, that money is comes off of their taxable income. There's so many different ways to talk to them.
Wow. Again, the education.
Yeah, there
it's
you
the
go.
Education.
There you go.
And then, the other really cool thing is to have them download an app on their phone.
Oh, there you go. Now you're talking to 25-year-olds.
Good point.
That's right. Because then they can follow the market.
And get that instant gratification.
Correct.
There you go. Wow.
You got it.
840 Ledyard Bank, ledyardbank.com. What do we got? Hanover, Lebanon, Lyme, New London, Norwich, West Leb. Where are you?
Concord.
Yay.
Right down the road.
Yes. You're over on Pillsbury?
Yes, we're on Pillsbury Street.
Okay, cool. All right, well, I'll come down.
And it's not because he has an app on his phone, Ken.
Yeah, no. I'll be the guy at the door with a mask on asking for Karen. Nothing suspicious there.
No, not at all. Not today, anyways.
Gosh, it's good to hear you, Karen. You still sound fabulous.
Thank you.
Well, no, we'd love to get you back on and talk about this because we believe in financial literacy and education. So, the more we can talk about this and get people to go, oh, and stop listening to your friends or your drinking buddies, your golfing partners, get some sage advice. It'll hold you in better stead down the road.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, well, stay well. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
you
Karen.
Thanks.
All right.
Karen.
All right.
Karen Crump, Ledyard Bank Senior Portfolio Manager. A great lady. I've known Karen for a bunch of years. And, man, she does know whereof she speaks.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And you can hear it. You can hear it in her voice.
And she loves it. She loves her job. I mean, gosh, that's great. Ledyardbank.com, 842. We'll be back.